Mark Hamill has had all kinds of lows in his off-screen career, but perhaps nothing he has done has been so vile as posting an image of a deceased fake Donald J. Trump. Now, after some believed Mr. Luke Skywalker could have been inviting FBI interest, the Blue Sky Post is gone. But you won't believe the non-apology Mr. Hamill is giving to an angry USA. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. It's a circus out there, but it's because Holly Weird never tires of being strange. We're here to bring the sanity. I've got Marv of That Park Place, Geeks and Gamers, and the M4 Empire. Marvin, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. I am very, I've been very steeped in this story since it broke. I was pulling the screenshots off of Mark Hamill's Blue Sky, which means I had to delve into the swamp that is that platform, and just watching the backtrack has been very, very telling, and I think there's a lot that can be discerned from what Mark Hamill says and what he doesn't say.
That's right, and I think we'd also figure some stuff out about Disney maybe too. Folks, as we dive in, click the like button. This is the article that originally came out. Marvin's exactly right. Within minutes of this releasing on Blue Sky, Marvin had contacted me, and we were working on this. Marvin has this Mark Hamill shares photo depicting President Trump dead, captioned, quote unquote, if only. And you can see the image there that he had shared. Folks, we've done a video on this. Many, many people watched that. Many of you are not happy about it. And as we've said before, there is never a time when any president alive, when I've looked at that and thought, boy, I'm just fantasizing them no longer breathing. That it's weird. It's strange. It's depraved, and I think people from across all sides of the aisle in any kind of normal world could condemn this. And you can imagine, of course, that if a conservative celebrity, should one exist, if a conservative celebrity had done something similar for President Obama or Biden, it wouldn't be an apology. It would be you're banned forever from everything. But we've covered all that. We don't want to retread it. We'll just go to the change, because he's going to make a change, right? Here's what preceded it. Josh Marcus writing this in The Independent says Trump administration slams six Star Wars actor Mark Hamill over president in a grave post. It says the Trump administration has blasted Star Wars actor Mark Hamill for posting an image on social media of the president dead in a grave, claiming that such rhetoric has inspired security threats, including what we just saw. And this is really, this gets to the timing. I mean, what a depraved person. There was just a third attempt on the life of the president, and Mark Hamill does this. Marv, as we've said, it's time for somebody to take the phone away from Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. Jimmy Kimmel got in the trouble that he got into for saying something before this happened. There's plausible deniability there in that, you know, he didn't know this was going to happen, even though it was incredibly irresponsible of him to say something like that. Mark Hamill did this afterward, and Mark Hamill has a history of this, Pro. I don't know if you remember, but when the first attempt on the president's life happened, the one where by the grace of God and by a millimeter, he was spared and he had the bandage on his ear, Mark Hamill kept doing posts about the bandage and how ridiculous it was.
Yeah, which is just awful. It says, quote, Mark Hamill is one sick individual. The White House wrote in a post on X, these radical left lunatics just can't help themselves. This kind of rhetoric is exactly what inspired three deletion attempts in 2 years against our president.
It goes on to say the day before. Go ahead. I was just going to say, like, it probably burns Mark Hamill that it's the White House responding to him like this and not Trump himself. Mark Hamill has been slamming Trump for years, and I don't believe, in my research, I've never been able to find any instance of Trump directly responding to Mark Hamill.
He's not relevant enough. I mean, that's the thing, right? So Kimmel's on the air, and Kimmel's not really all that relevant either. Kimmel gets like 2 million views, you know, per night. And and there are YouTubers out there beating Jimmy Kimmel. There are many, many YouTubers who are more relevant than Jimmy Kimmel. But Trump responds to that. Mark Hamill has no platform. It says the day before, the Luke Skywalker actor posted what appeared to be an AI image of Trump on Blue Sky featuring the president in an open grave. Now, you all have seen that. We talked about it. Here's what has changed. And I am looking forward to getting to this, why it has changed, Marv, because on Geeks and Gamers, you've written this article now, an update. Mark Hamill deletes Trump in grave post and issues a non-apology after the White House blasts him as sick individual. All right, let's go straight to the story as it is. We got the White House response. Here's the non-apology. Mm-hmm. It says, and this is so grotesque, and it really, you know, we gave Trump a hard time here on the channel. You know, we don't do that often. People say, but you guys, Every time you weigh into politics, which we try not to, but we have to when it intersects with entertainment.
Of course.
People say, you guys are always on the side of the Trumpster. And that's not actually true. Trump's not a perfect person. And when he said what he did with the Rob Reiner situation, we came out and said, that did not meet the moment. That was not the timing for this.
Not good.
Right. But, you know, I'm starting to think that I can get into the head a little bit of President Trump and why he has the kind of distaste. Because this stuff with like Mark Hamill and these other celebrities, man, if I looked and I saw jokes being made about me on the Disney network, ABC, like with Kimmel, about my wife being an expectant widow, you know, I don't think I'd have much sympathy for them. And so I feel for that sentiment. Okay, here's what it says. After facing backlash online, Hamill appeared to walk back the controversy with a follow-up post on Blue Sky, but critics immediately noted the statement was less of an apology and more of a classic, sorry you're offended, response. Mark Hamill says, accurate edit for clarity, and you can see he's shown this picture of Trump's hair doing whatever, who cares.
He should live long enough to be held accountable for his crimes.
Well, that is the Mark Hamill Joker, yes, and I think Mark Hamill is probably the Joker in real life. Says, actually, I was wishing him the opposite of dead, but apologize if you found the image inappropriate, a.k.a.
I'm so sorry that you were offended by it.
Right, the image of the president dead in a casket in, you know, the grave. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
And then, of course, clearly, he shares this picture of Trump with, you know, that's an embarrassing picture of him.
Right. So here's the deal, though, Marv. We know that Mark Hamill is unhinged, right? And I've said before, maybe there's something mentally wrong with him at this point. Back in the 80s and the 90s, he wasn't like this. There's something going on with this man. And so I've said maybe family members need to be kind and just take the phone away from Mark. But Marv, somebody did take the phone away. I mean, it's a non-apology, but this, I wonder. Let me just, here's the question for you, Marv. Do you think that maybe Disney reached out and said, hey, you're Luke Skywalker. We want to work with you in the future. This makes that impossible. I wonder.
I would go even further than that. I would say it's very possible that maybe Mark Hamill has a cameo in a certain movie that's coming out later this month. And he got a call from Josh D'Amaro going, what did you do?
Right. Or John Favreau or whoever. This was bad enough. And I actually think this will. Okay. So here's the problem for Disney. Let's say that he is in a cameo in The Mandalorian.
We don't know that, right?
But if he were to be in a cameo, or if he were to be advising on a young actor portraying somebody who's he's portrayed before, which we don't know, I'll just be straightforward, folks. We believe that there were scenes filmed of Luke Skywalker for this movie, and we don't know if those are going to be used or not. We've heard they have been discarded. However, if they're in there, this is going to come back up again, and it could cost the film, which is already looking badly. I mean, Marv, The Mandalorian and Grogu is projected right now to open to $80 million on a four-day holiday weekend. That's a $60 million opening for a three-day. This kind of thing right here could cause a boycott, and Disney can't afford a boycott.
And even if, you know, Mark Hamill's not in this movie, like you said, he is still representative of Star Wars as a whole. He is kind of, you know, the avatar of Star Wars at the moment. He's Luke Skywalker, and he still takes part in official things like the Disney controlled Star Wars celebration, which is put on by Reed Pop, but Disney oversees it. Like, you know, it's Disney's call who gets invited. That's why you're going to see Mark Hamill there, but maybe not Gina Carano in the past. But they cut ties with Gina Carano over a lot less. And I mean, if I were the Disney company, I would have already been like, hey, Star Wars Celebration 2027 coming up in Los Angeles. Mark Hamill, as of right now, off the guest list.
All right, let me set you up for a grand slam, Marv. If Gina Carano had posted a fake image of President Joe Biden in a casket, what's the reaction in Hollywood?
Oh, forget about it. She would have been tarred and feathered in Hollywood. I mean, it would have been apocalypse level stuff. She never would have come back from that.
And let's just say, too, because it's easy to forget this. And we've got new viewers who may not have been paying attention back when this happened to Gina. But Gina wouldn't say, what was it? She said beep, bop, boop. Like, yes. And that for her pronouns on X or then yes, Twitter.
That,
right?
That incensed them. And then she shared the thing she got fired for was a post that was likening the fact that like people were turning on neighbors were turning on neighbors because they were conservative, and she likened it to Germany in the 1930s.
Well, she was warning people that that's how you go down that path.
Yes.
And as a result, she was slammed by Lucasfilm, mm-hmm. leaked to the Hollywood trades.
Yep.
The paparazzi surrounded her home to the point that she had to bunker in place, hide from the windows, helicopters overhead. I mean, you talk about nuts. Then we believe she was blacklisted from Hollywood. The Disney company, I think if we go back in time, there were episodes where she was in shows that were forthcoming that they tried to strike and keep from coming up. I mean, it was insanity because she posted as her pronouns, beep, bop, boop, and said, hey, don't go down the path of Germany. Don't be mean to your neighbors.
And reportedly, okay,
well,
also,
this is like 100 yeah. times worse than anything Gina ever could have done.
Well, they also reportedly wanted her to go through a struggle session with members of the T community where, you know, the gender politics people were going to just scream at her and she was going to have to sit there and take it. And Pedro was telling her to just capitulate and do it and tell them what they want to hear. And she refused to do it. Yeah. This is 1,000 times worse than what Gina did. This is, I mean, like Gina was making a call for kindness. This is the opposite of kindness. This is just basically sharing. It's one thing to be like, I wish he wasn't president anymore, or even like, you know, but to actually share a photo of a fellow human being dead, somebody with a wife, with children, with grandchildren, that goes beyond the pale. I wouldn't do that to anyone, no matter what I feel about them, especially about something like politics.
How do you think Mark Hamill would respond if we reversed it? If the White House released an image, a fake image of him in that way, how would he respond? How would Kimmel respond if the White House released an image of Kimmel in such a manner?
There would be an uproar. There would be an absolute uproar.
I fully agree. The thing that we are going to pay attention to now, folks, is Carano was completely blacklisted, completely mm-hmm. wiped out. Hamill's issued an apology, and I'm going to bet you that we just move on. I'm going to bet you that Disney says, yep, it's all under the bridge now. 100%. Bygones be bygones. Here we go.
Here's the thing with President Trump. They have dehumanized him over the last 10 years, over and over and over again, to the point where nobody really thinks of him as a human being anymore.
Or his family.
Yeah, or his family. That's what you're seeing here. People feel comfortable with things like this and then ultimately feel comfortable trying to actually take matters into their own hands. And, you know, I was watching Geeks and Gamers Daily when they were talking about this, and Jay made he was, you know, wondering aloud if people who are so fanatically devoted to Mark Hamill through things like Star Wars or Batman are thinking to themselves, well, Mark Hamill wants this. Mark Hamill would love me if I made this happen.
Right. And that's a terrible thing. And I think that's why even if Disney or some of these other Hollywood companies, even if they're willing to be, you know, hey, Mark, it's all good. Everybody makes a mistake. I wonder if the FBI is not going to say, Mark, we're going to take a look at your followers now. We're going to take a look at your DMs. I don't know that that's going to happen, but it wouldn't surprise me. This is a level of grotesque that really the celebrities need to step back from. And I will note that the younger celebrities seem to be much smarter about this. The ones who have a career ahead of them, they don't do these sorts of things. You don't see Tom Holland doing this. You don't see Chris Pratt, of course, doing this. You don't see Timothée Chalamet doing this. You don't even see Zendaya doing this. Jenna Ortega, no. It's these dinosaurs who have no career left who are trying to burn down Hollywood as it's already in flames. They're trying to finish it off with the gasoline, and they don't have a career to worry about. They're kicking the ladder out from underneath them.
Correct. 100% correct. It's vile, and it started with Kathy Griffin sharing the thing where she was holding the president's head, you know, almost 10 years ago at this point. And it's just gone on and on and on and on and on from there to the point where most of them don't even think twice about it. When I got the images from Mark Hamill's Blue Sky, I made the mistake of actually clicking on the comments to see what people were saying. And that was, if I may borrow a phrase, the most wretched hive of scum and villainy I have ever seen in my life.
And that's why I say the FBI may get involved, is because of what you're saying. Those comments and who really believes this stuff and who's inspired by these kinds of things, that's what people need to be looking into. And, you know, celebrities need to be better, way, 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 way better than this. Mm-hmm. This is too much. I mean, this is just honestly... The TDS has reached, you know, a crescendo, I hope. And I'll say this, too, for the elderly celebrities, families need to be looking at this and saying, you're wiping out our estate. You're destroying your legacy. We're going to take the phone away because you're not You're not the same person you were 30 years ago, and this is too much. Dad, granddad, pop, whatever you are, drop the phone. We're done. Marv, people don't need to drop the phone when it comes to finding your info beyond That Park Place and geeksandgamers.com. You are the star of the Empire. Tell the folks out there what's coming out soon on your channel, sir.
We got new videos coming out about a whole bunch of things in the world of pop culture. We just had our true crime podcast the other night, which is a member exclusive, so members can check that out. It's called Crime and Punishment with myself and Trish. We just did an episode about Joel Rifkin, so that was really interesting, and I hope you guys will check that out. And we've got our live streams. We are now doing twice a week, Real Life Fake Wizard and I on both of our channels. It's a simulcast. We're doing Culture Crossfire. That is going to be Monday nights at 7 p.m. leading directly into the pro show, and Thursday mornings at 9:30 a.m. So make sure you check out Culture Crossfire.
Phenomenal stuff. Folks, if you are watching this video at the time of release, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing a charity stream here on the Pro Channel. We did one back at Christmas, raised thousands and thousands of dollars for a good cause. We've got another good cause, and I think if you tune in, folks, you'll see why. It's time for another charity stream. We're going to do good and bring a little sunshine into the world where darkness otherwise would be. Ladies and gentlemen, shine the light on what's happening in Hollyweird and our coverage. Click that like button. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. And if you're not yet subscribed, just know we're working overtime every single day to earn it from you. As we say goodbye, we say the common refrain every time on the video. Keep learning. Keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.